more people come up to see the human perspective, and that we can eventually go further than we've done before by going back to the moon and eventually on to Mars. Over. Alex, you'll be happy to know we already do bring our holidays up here. We have an international crew here, and we celebrate holidays from all over the world up here. You know, we have Christmas and Hanukkah coming up soon, and so we'll definitely be celebrating those up here. Over. For me, just seeing how vast space is and how much there is and how many different planets and galaxies there are, I can't imagine that we wouldn't find other living organisms eventually. I don't know if they'll be as advanced as humans are, but I think we will find other living organisms. Over. Joseph, a lot of people feel a little dizzy and disoriented when they first get to space because of the weightlessness. But once you get adjusted to that, no, you don't get dizzy anymore. Over. I've only experienced one Soyuz so far since I've been up here, and I did not feel the space station shake. I think it was pretty gentle. Over. Wow, Joshua, that's a great question. So gravity is basically a force. When you have any body of mass, it's a force that pulls things towards that mass. And the larger the mass, the more pull there is. I'm not actually sure why it happens, but that's what gravity is. Or Ronnie, that was during the Apollo missions. I believe it was actually Apollo 13 where the three astronauts on board traveled the furthest distance from planet Earth. I think the Artemis 2 astronauts, with their mission coming up soon, will go further than any other humans have ever been. Over. Chester, I haven't tried that yet, but I think what would happen if you had someone sitting on a swing and you pushed them, they would actually just keep going round and round and do loops rather than swinging back and forth since there's nothing to pull them down. Over. Lauren, that is a really tough one to answer. Every single time I look back at Earth, there is something beautiful looking back at me. Some of my personal favorites are when I come up on a coastline. You know, there's a lot. You know that most of the Earth is ocean, but you don't realize it till you're up here that most of the time we look out the window, we see ocean. So I always get excited when I see a coast, and I know there will be people down there. Over. Philip, we're actually doing quite a few studies on that. We have an entire combustion integrated rack dedicated to studying fires. I know we found that, you know, on Earth they have that distinct shape, but in space, because of the lack of the force pulling it down, they form in spheres, and I think we have found they generally burn slower and longer, but the studies are definitely ongoing to understand more of why they behave the way they do in space. Over. Isabella, I actually have not seen a comet yet. The crew that was up here when I first got up here, they had been on the space station for just over a year when they headed back home, and I believe they saw some, but unfortunately I haven't seen any yet, but I'll keep looking out. Over. Happy, we generally start work at about 7 to 7:30 in the morning, and we work all the way through to about 7 or 7:30 in the evening, so it's a pretty long work day where we're doing various experiments or maintenance or doing human research studies on ourselves. And in our spare time, I often like to go look out the window, look back at the Earth, or just hang out with my crewmates and maybe share a meal. Over. Teddy, you may know I also loved space from a young age. What I can say is now we're going on these longer and longer duration missions so we can eventually go further in the solar system. So something that's really important in addition to just studying hard and knowing the technical aspect of things is getting along with other people. You have to be able to compromise and work together as a team because you're living and working in such small, close proximity for long durations of time. So I think that's something that's really important is doing, you know, team sports or team activities. Over. Riley, I personally studied aerospace engineering both for my undergraduate degree and my graduate degree, but I will say looking at our astronaut office and just the crew up here, we've got such a diversity of backgrounds and experiences. We have doctors, we have teachers, we have veterinarians, we have military pilots, so people studied a lot of different things. Over. GB4 SDT. It was great talking to you all. I hope you enjoyed your time aboard the space station. Thanks for the great questions. NA1SS, over.